It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Front Range neighborhoods with the most people of color and fewest primary English speakers were hardest hit by the pandemic. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Health Institute tracked census-level COVID-19 data in 7 Denver metro counties plus Larimer and Weld. In the hardest hit spots, the rate of getting a COVID-19 diagnosis was 10 times greater than those locations that did best. The group's Joe Hannell says the trend held true outside of Denver, too, in Fort Lupton, east of Longmont, and neighborhoods north, east, and south of Greeley.
There are neighborhoods where more people are engaged in essential work, more people live in crowded housing conditions.
Denver's Westwood neighborhood, southwest of downtown, had among the highest rates. More affluent spots nearby, like Platt Park and Cherry Hills, had some of the lowest. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Poor air quality from wildfires is affecting some kids' outdoor time. Children are especially sensitive to the bad air. Shannon Meyer leads the Denver preschool Primrose School and says they check city air quality regularly.
So if it's moderate, we do a limited time outside. And then if it's unhealthy, we don't go outside at all.
The smoke in Colorado is mostly from wildfires burning in other western states. Congressman Ed Perlmutter says he supports comprehensive federal cannabis legislation like the one being proposed by Democratic leaders in the Senate, but he still hopes the Senate will take up his cannabis banking bill, which makes it easier for businesses to access banking and other financial services so they don't have to deal with cash. Senate Democrats say they're focused on decriminalization and not the banking bill. A Colorado campground is requiring hard-sided campers or trailers for people camping there. That's to protect from bears at the Chapman Campground in the White River National Forest northeast of Aspen. Each campsite there also has a bear-resistant food locker and information on storing food safely. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.